Hi there, this is Mark Harlan, and you're now listening to the inaugural issue of the Geek Radio Network. This is the audio segment. I have with me here tonight Scott Canaster, who is famous in the Macintosh world, and a few people probably don't realize that he's also famous in the Microsoft world these days. Now, Scott, for anyone that doesn't know, literally wrote the book on how to program the Macintosh, or actually wrote the books. Now, what were the books that you wrote?
The first book was called How to Write Macintosh Software, and it came out in 1986, and it was really the first book for hardcore programmers, commercial level programmers doing Mac stuff. And then in 87 I wrote a book called Macintosh Programming Secrets, which was more general techniques. And then the first book ended up having three different editions, and the second book has had two editions. So I count it as five books, two books done five times.
And how much work do you have to put into revving an edition of a book like that?
I think it's more work than writing it the first time.
Really?
Yeah, because when you do a new edition, you have to process every word just as if you were writing it in the first place. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to read it and decide to keep it or change it. And you have to add new stuff. So it's more work because you have to virtually rewrite the book that's already there by going through every word. And then you have to add more stuff in between to make it more complete or up to date or newer. So unless you keep 90-95% of the material, I think it's more work than actually doing it in the first place.